Hello, my friends. This is Paul Drocken, and welcome to True Religion Radio, where we talk about the true religion of Jesus Christ, the true doctrines of Jesus Christ, all biblically based, of course. Now, today I want to talk about the ordinance, the commandment to be baptized. Now, understand that Jesus Christ explained that baptism is in similitude of his crucifixion, his death, and his resurrection. So when you enter the water of baptism, the waters of baptism, you're submerged, right? As if you were going into the grave, and you emerge from the water as if you're coming forth from the grave, a new man in Jesus Christ. Now, the ordinance of baptism is simply a way for you to acknowledge that you are a disciple of Christ. And it's a way for you to receive a full remission of your sins. But understand that none of these things are guaranteed. They're all conditional. The Savior also said, repent and be baptized. What does that mean, repent? Well, repentance is literally changing course, getting rid of the things that you know offend God, that violate His commandments. So literally getting rid of those things that you know are offensive to God. This is repentance, my friends. Understand that repentance comes first. And repentance is to become even as little child. You know, people say, Paul, I don't want to be God's slave. And I'm like, okay. You smoke cigarettes? You use tobacco? Yeah. Can you stop? Oh, yeah, anytime I want. No, because you're addicted. Guess what? That's slavery. If you have an addiction, you're a slave already. The only difference is that my servitude comes with the reward, whereas yours comes with destruction. That's the difference. So you go ahead and you work and you earn your hard-earned money so that you can pay for your addictions. Right? Well, you're a slave because you're basically working for those addictions. Jesus Christ is asking you to take those addictions and basically to set them aside. Take those chains of hell by which you're bound and cast them off through Him, not through your own strength. This means you're going to have to ask for His help in overcoming these addictions. You're going to have to pray. You're going to have to become even as a little child. This is another important point. Think about little children. They don't question their parents. They do what they're told. And that's how we should be with our God and our Father, is we should literally just find out what His will is and do it. It really is that simple. And when we become humble, we become as little children, then we can be taught. And then we can be elevated beyond any addiction. My friends, I've seen this so many times in my life with people that had just extreme addictions, were able, through the power of God, to overcome those addictions. He really is the only way. So with that said, we become as little children. We humble ourselves. We repent of our sins, right? Through Him. We have to go to Him and ask for His help. And then when we repent, then we get baptized. By anyone? No. By someone who has the authority to baptize us. Remember, John the Baptist had authority. And because of his authority, even the Pharisees went to him for their baptism. Even the Pharisees showed up to be baptized by John because they recognized he was the son of Aaron. So my point is that you need to pray and need to ask the Lord that He would send you someone that has the authority to baptize you. Ask Him. He will. And then submit to baptism. Now the promise is that after you receive the baptism by water, then you can receive the baptism by fire and the Holy Ghost. Now, what does that mean? It literally means it is a baptism by spiritual fire. You will literally feel the cleansing process. And it changes you so that you become adopted into the house of Israel. That is the baptism by fire. Now, if you haven't received that, and you have been baptized in the past, and it was by someone who had the right authority, ask the Lord, make sure, then you can receive that baptism by fire anytime you're ready for it. All you need to do is repent and humble yourself and go before the Lord and acknowledge your sins. And I'm telling you, commit to Him, to obey, to do the right things. And you will receive forgiveness of your sins. You will receive the remission of your sins. And you will receive forgiveness. And you will receive the baptism by fire. What does that mean? It means you become a new man in Christ. It means that literally, that you have no more desire to sin. That all you want to do is what's right. Now, I'm going to tell you that when Jesus Christ was on the earth, His apostles did not have to have the gift of the Holy Ghost or the baptism by fire, because He was there with them and they could feel their hearts burn within whenever He spoke. So they already had God with them, so there was no reason for them to also have the Holy Ghost. Now I will tell you this, that when Jesus Christ left the earth, that's when they had their day of Pentecost. That's when they received their baptism by fire. So my point is that the baptism by fire is one of the things that is required for you to enter into the kingdom of heaven. You have to receive it. In addition to that, you also have to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, which I'm going to talk about now. What's the gift of the Holy Ghost? Well, it's His constant companionship. Baptism by fire is an event. The gift of the Holy Ghost is constant companionship of the Holy Ghost as long as you stay worthy of it. Now, if you read the Bible, it talks about Philip going into Samaria, teaching and baptizing people. But they did not receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Peter followed Philip, and he gave people the gift of the Holy Ghost that had been baptized. Now, Simon the sorcerer, seeing what Peter was doing, said, "I'll give you money. Oh, if you just give me the same power to baptize or to give people the gift of the Holy Ghost." And basically, he was rebuked by Peter. He said, "Thy money perish with thee," right? Because you thought that the gift of God could be purchased with money. That's a key right there. Remember, Jesus Christ never charged for these gifts. He gave them away for free. If individuals charge you money and promise you that they're going to give you these ordinances, then you need to walk away. You need to run away. And I'm telling you, again, it's just as simple as you asking the Lord that He would bring someone into your life that has the authority to do these things. And that He would bring someone into your life that has the authority to baptize and also to give the gift of the Holy Ghost. My friends, I'm telling you, this is critical for your salvation. What did the Savior say? "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of what? The water and the Spirit, he can no wise enter the kingdom of God." Now, some will say, "Paul, what about when I was a baby?" Well, children can't repent. So remember, the commandment is to repent and then be baptized. Little children can't repent because they can't sin. They're innocent. And the atonement of Jesus Christ paid for their sins. So there's no need for them to repent, and there's no need for them to be baptized. They will, however, reach an age, and honestly, I think it varies by individual, where all of a sudden the light clicks on and they know the difference between good and evil. At that point, they can be baptized because now they know the difference. However, I am a believer that it's better to confirm with the Lord if that individual is ready to be baptized. Because I think that we can baptize children too soon and we deny them the experiences that were talked about. Baptism by fire, right? Now, let's talk about the gift of the Holy Ghost. The gift of the Holy Ghost is to have the constant companionship. It's like having the Savior with you all the time, telling you, right? Guiding you, leading you. That's the gift of the Holy Ghost. And as long as we continue to grow through the Spirit, we can become more like Christ. We become literally Christ-like. And there's where our joy and our happiness can be found. Exercise faith, my friends. And don't tell the Lord how to do it. Ask Him how He wants it done. Let Him be God. I'm not God. I don't care what your talents are. I don't care what your skill sets are. I don't care how good looking you are, how strong you are. God is sovereign. And we need to start listening to Him. This is Paul Drockton, and this is True Religion Radio. God bless. Have a great day.